Welcome to the Health Insurance Policy Provisions, Clauses, and Riders audio chapter. In this chapter, we are going to do a quick review of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. Policy provisions are conditions or clauses in an insurance contract. They are basically rules that everyone has to follow. NAIC developed uniform contract provisions known as the Model Health Insurance Policy Provisions. Some provisions are mandatory and some are optional. Each state has their own mandatory or standard provisions, but they are almost always in the contract, whether mandatory or optional. This is a very important chapter. It's a large percentage of the state exam, so you really need to spend some time learning the material. I'm not going to read you every provision. You can read them for yourself. It's not enough to have a vague idea about the information in the chapter. You're going to need to know the specifics. Let's quickly go through the mandatory provisions. Entire contract. The entire contract consists of the application, if attached, the policy, and any endorsements. Any change must be approved by the policyholder. Incontestability. Policies are incontestable after 2 years, except for fraud. Policies may not deny, limit, or exclude coverage on the grounds of misstatement, except fraud, once the policy is incontestable. Grace period. A grace period must be offered to allow payment of delinquent premiums and the policy to remain in effect. Reinstatement. Policies must allow for a period of reinstatement upon payment of current and past due premiums. Notice of claim. Notice of claims must be given to the insurer within 20 days of loss. Claim forms. If the insurer does not provide claim forms within 15 days of receiving notice, the insured may submit proof of loss on any form. Proof of loss. Written proof of loss must be provided to the insurer within 90 days after the date of loss. In no event, except for absence of legal capacity, may proof of loss be submitted after 1 year from the date of loss. Time of payment of claims. Claims must be paid upon receipt of proof of loss. Periodic payment of claims must be made on at least a monthly basis. Payment of claims. Claims are paid to the insured or the medical service provider, except death benefits, which are paid to the designated beneficiary or the insured's estate. Physical examination and autopsy. The insurer, at its own expense, has the right to examine the insured or autopsy if reasonably required and not prohibited by law. Legal action. No legal action may be taken prior to 60 days after written proof of loss is provided to the insurer. Change of beneficiary. The policy owner has the right to change the beneficiary unless an irrevocable designation is made. You will also have to know the optional and other provisions, clauses, riders, and the rights of renewability in the chapter. I'm not going to bore you with reading all of them to you. Make sure you really study the chapter. You need to know the specifics to the provisions. This is one of the largest sections on the exam. Here are some questions so you can see what type of questions you need to know. The entire contract is made up of what two parts? Answer: policy plus the application. Can the contract be changed by the producer? Answer: no, producers can't change the contract. What is the grace period for policies? Answer: 7 days for weekly, 10 days for monthly, and 31 days for other. Okay, here are a few more examples. How fast must a medical claim be paid? Answer: immediately. How fast must a disability claim be paid, recovered, returned, or be sent out from the insurance company? Answer: within 15 days of claim notification. How fast must a notice of claim be given? Answer: within 20 days. I think these questions should give you a sense of how in-depth you need to know the provisions. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. You need to know this chapter well. Good luck!